Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. So be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And then head on over to No House Advantage and sign up using the promo code AwesomeMo. Get yourself a $20 instant match deposit bonus. Whether you're trying to play NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA contest, you can do that at No House Advantage. But you don't have to worry about fantasy points. We are talking player props, something we touch on a lot here and something we touch on every single day when we serve up our sides at the end of the video. So stick around for the end. Get your No House Advantage picks. Win big with player props today at No House Advantage. Ben, we're doing a bit of a grab bag today. One MMA, one baseball.
Yeah, that's not true. Mine are all baseball, but you have an MMA pick. and that's the way it goes. It's that type of the year. There's a lot going on. Not a ton of consistency out there in the sports betting world. We're just counting the days, though. Yesterday, 1 month till college football kicks off. And for me, that is Christmas morning. I cannot wait for that to get started.
Fingers crossed that it is 1 year and 1 month until I can continue or start playing once again a college football video game, which will allow me to be interested in college football. So we shall see. That's the hope.
People love that game. Like, it's a real thing.
It ruled my life for years and years.
When I was little, I used to have it. The Joey Harrington one.
Everyone for me. It was like getting that game was Christmas, but that's neither here nor there. We need to talk bets. I guess I will lead off since you're not going to be following me. You can't just be like, yeah, that's the one that I wanted for MMA. Maybe so I'm going to give you the MMA pick.
All right, fine. Okay. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll change it on the fly.
Fair enough.
You going to the main event?
First one up. We're going to the main event.
You want me to just say
on
it?
On Saturday.
I know where you're going.
Do you?
I
don't think you do.
Strickland by decision.
One strip of bacon, Sean Strickland via TKO or KO at plus so 200. Close. So Strickland's looked pretty good since he came back from the car accident. He's 3-0. Well, technically, motorcycle accident for him. He got hit by a car. So I don't know what you technically call that. But either way, nothing good. Woke up or well, didn't wake up once he got hit. So call it that. Meanwhile, Uriah Hall has been winning, but I don't really know what that shows. Phony victory against Chris Weidman when he broke his leg. Phony victory against Anderson Silva because it's Anderson Silva. He won a split decision against Antonio Carlos Jr. If you go to MMA decisions and check all the media cards, it's a literal coin flip. So that could just as easily be a loss. He knocked out Bevan Lewis. That's meaningless. Before that, he was just getting beat. Now, he was getting beat by legitimate high-end talent. Paulo Costa, Gegard Mousasi, Derek Brunson, Robert Whittaker. Those are all high-end middleweights. However, three of those fights ended in TKO, and I think that this one is going to do the same. I am a little nervous about the counter-striking from Uriah Hall because Strickland is going to push the pace. He lands like 75% more strikes per minute than Uriah Hall does, but I think at some point in time, he's just going to find the one that turns Uriah Hall's lights out. Plus 200 by TKO or by KO.
I looked at that when I was originally going to try to make an MMA pick. I looked and I didn't see much that I liked. I did get to the main event. Couldn't really figure out a method and I didn't want to lay over minus 200 for Strickland. So I do think he wins. I'm just not exactly sure how. Probably be a pass for me in real life. So I stuck to some baseball, which, you know, it's baseball. What can you do? But it is a good time of the year to bet baseball because I like this where teams, I'm not going to say it's the tail end because there's still a lot of games left, but, you know, the end is in sight in some extent. And if you're going to make a move for the wild card for your division, you know, you kind of have to start winning some of these series. And I look at a team like the Tigers. They've shown some life. Now, it helps when you get the Rangers at points because they're just horrendous. They've got another really good series here at home. The Orioles are coming to town. And I think these are the type of games. They're around, I think, eight and a half. Yeah, I had it right here. 8.5 games out of that wild card. You got to win these type of games. And I look minus 153 at home to just beat the Orioles today. These are the type of games, again, I think that the Tigers, who have been playing a little better, can get that done. You look at the standings again. Tigers good at home, 28-22. The Orioles are just horrible everywhere. 18-34 on the road, though. So I think they will get this series started. Would I like a little better number? Of course, but I didn't want to lay a run and a half in this game. I think the Tigers just get it done, kind of chalk up an easy W to get this series started.
I'm going a very different direction into the player props market for my MLB pick. Now, this game starts at like 3:45 p.m. Eastern time, so it's the last afternoon game. But I had a very good look at it, and I didn't want to pass this one up. So once you see this, run and get it if you can. One strip of bacon on David Price over 3.5 strikeouts at minus 130. Price hasn't been starting for a bit, but he is starting to get stretched out. His last three starts, he went from 3 innings to 4 innings to 5 2/3. He faced 22 batters in his last start, struck out 4 guys in each of the last two. So he's starting to get the extra workload, but facing 22 guys and going almost 6 innings shows me that my projection, which is 5 innings today, doesn't seem all that crazy. But I have him projected for 4.6 strikeouts, which is more than enough, in my opinion, to cover the slight juice on the over. So if you're going to David Price and if you can get this line, over 3.5 strikeouts at minus 130. One strip of bacon, by the way.
Yeah, mine are also one strip of bacon. I meant to say that. You picked No House Advantage, David Price, the other day. You had David Price in one of these videos, I feel like.
I can go back and look, but my memory is garbage.
Okay, well, that's fair. Maybe I just made that up because I don't know what I'm talking about. Hopefully, I know what I'm talking about here, though. My second pick, taking a little shot, I'm laying a run and a half here with the Red Sox at home. I get that up to plus 160, which is part of the reason I did this. I really like that number. Didn't see anything better than that out there. And it's a game, first thing I like, the over-under is 10, and it's slightly juiced to the over, so runs are going to be scored up. When you're laying a run and a half, you want, you know, it's a lot easier to win, as we saw yesterday, 17-14 than 3-2. Then I look at the Red Sox at home. They're one of the best teams in terms of run score, over 5 a game, 5.24 runs scored at home. The Blue Jays, even though they don't have a home, much prefer to be wherever they are on the road. They're losing 1.3 runs. They score 5.82 runs at home, 4.52 on the road. So, of course, playing in Boston will help. That's a good park. I think we know that. But Boston at home here, pitching matchup seems fine on both sides. Plus 160, though, that's a number I felt good. And really, the decision came for me. I knew I wanted to do something with the Red Sox. They're minus 120 to win the game. To me, it was worth the plunge to be a little more aggressive and lay the run and a half to get plus 160. That was enough of a swing. And I think this game, there could be a lot of runs put up. So take a little plus money action here. Obviously, a little aggressive, but you know what? It's baseball, and that's what we're doing today. So let's go Red Sox.
Let's go Red Sox.
Why not?
Something I have said before. I've never said let's go Yankees, though, and that will never happen in my life.
I like it. When I was growing up, I mean, I liked the Mets, but I certainly rooted. I was happy the Red Sox won. You know, when they swept the Cardinals that year, I was happy. I was rooting for them.
You and me both. 4 bets down, 3 baseball, 1 MMA, but we are not done. It is time for the sides of No House Advantage. And I just want to let you know, I gave you 2 yesterday. They were both victorious, so I'm coming back again pretty hot. By the way, no record of a David Price bet, so I assume it was a No House Advantage pick. Much like this one, but this one isn't David Price, unfortunately. Cedric Mullins, under 1.5 hits. I believe he's minus 270 in the betting market to do this. This is going to be my new focus. Under 1.5 hit bets that are showing up at basically minus 250 or higher. I'm going to corner the market on those for No House Advantage, and I'm going to provide you winners on a regular basis.
That is the strategy. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to do the same thing. I want to change it up. I went with a pitcher, Chad Cole, under 5.5 Ks. It's not nearly as drastic as you're talking about, minus 167 to the under. So, but still, again, when you're when even that, it's a lot of value. So you have options with hitters. You have options with pitchers. You have options with side. We've given you, even though this is a weird, we've given you an MMA pick. I gave a couple sides. You gave a prop. We've got you covered for no matter what type of bet you want. Now we just have to win them. That's the second part.
That is the plan. So, got to let you guys know. First, like, subscribe, notification bell, all that good stuff. Subscribe to the Awesome Odds channel. Will help us out a ton. No breakfast menu tomorrow, and then I'm gone. I'm on vacation for a week plus, so I have no idea what the plan of attack is for the breakfast menu, if you guys are going to be eating next week or not. I'll leave that to Ben to decide.
I'm going Gandhi, just fasting until you're back. I don't think so. We will be having content, no doubt about it. I'll bring in some, I don't know what you did when I was in Saratoga, but I'll bring in some people.
I brought in some people.
Okay, well, I'll bring in those same people. I'll find out who you brought in, and I will bring them in. I also want to say, tonight, whenever you watch this video, unless it's you watch it in a future day, the NBA draft is going on, and we've got you covered. I know you guys have been enjoying Josh and Lofty's live after lock for NBA Game 5 and Game 6. We're going to do that for the draft. Talk some draft, hang out, have some fun. There may be some guests popping in and out, so definitely do that. Laid-back show, but a lot of fun tonight here at Awesome, huh?
There it is, everybody. Good luck tonight on the bets. Shout out once again to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this show. Win some money tonight. Hope you tailed the NBA draft bets. They have been moving in our direction.
They have.
So enjoy yourself. And I will talk to you guys again in, I don't know, like mid-August. Later.
It's actually true. That sounds weird.